Head Alone von Julia Jacklin hier auf Lux FM. Und diese fantastische Stimme hat sich jetzt auch hier zu mir ins Studio bewegt und sitzt hier. Und ich sage, hello Julia Jacklin, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm okay, how are you?
I'm good. You're okay, you said you're a little bit sick.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Part of the job.
All the time? Or is it like the jet lag? You flew from Australia to Europe and...
Yeah, I think like... It's a strange thing to put the human body through, like different time zones all the time and little sleep, and you're kind of constantly surrounded by other people, mm-hmm. and other people get sick, and then it's just a big sick situation.
A big sick bubble around.
Exactly, yeah.
But are you a singer who is like protecting, do you protect yourself like really well? I know singers who are like, after the show, going straight to bed, not talking, no doing things.
I'm not that good at that kind of stuff. Like, I try to do that. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to talk today. But then I'm like, but I want to talk to my friends.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to talk. So.
Oh, it's so hard.
I just get through it. It's fine.
Ja, also Julia geht's gut, aber sie ist ein bisschen krank. Hat sie mir jetzt gerade schon erzählt, dass sie ein bisschen krank geworden ist und dass es so ein bisschen Teil des Berufes ist auch natürlich, wenn man halt irgendwie 24/7 arbeitet und wenig schläft und so, und dann hat man immer viele Leute um sich rum, die halt dann auch manchmal krank sind und so, und dann kommt das halt eben. Aber sie kommt da auf jeden Fall gut durch und sie wird heute Abend auch spielen, natürlich. So, it's your third or fourth gig in Germany.
Yeah.
And you,
I think so.
Yeah.
Second?
Yeah, but it's just four gigs here in Germany you're gonna do. But not your first time, right?
No, I feel like I've only been here once, though.
Yeah.
That could be wrong, but yeah.
Yeah, but you brought nice weather from Australia.
Yeah, I know.
So your last album, let's talk about this, because when I was reading about you, I always came to articles and stuff where it was written like, Julia Jacklin had a burnout after her first album and touring and stuff. Was it really a burnout after your debut album?
Yeah. The more I think about that, though, I'm like, I feel like everyone must burn out in this industry. I think it's not designed for people to live balanced, healthy lives. I think it's pretty difficult, especially at the beginning, because... The beginning, you have no idea what you're doing, and you don't know what's normal, and you don't know what you can say no to. So you say yes to everything. And so I think it's really easy to burn out at the beginning because, you know, there's just a lot less support. And you feel like if you ask for things or if you, try and advocate for yourself, that you're just being a bit greedy or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think... Yeah, burning out after a first album release. And I was lucky because my first album went really well, but I think because of that, it just meant I was on the road for 3 years, kind of learning on the job as well, like learning how to do this whole thing whilst doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ich habe sie gerade gefragt, weil wenn man über Julia liest und nach ihrer zweiten Release, das zweite Album Crushing ist ja im Februar rausgekommen, ob das erste Album wirklich für sie nach der ganzen Promo, nach dem ganzen Release ein Burnout war, und sie sagt auf jeden Fall, und dass man in der Industrie eigentlich dazu verdammt ist, irgendwie auszubrennen, denn da wird so viel Druck auf einen gelegt und da ist es einfach so eine schwierige Industrie, die es halt nun mal leicht möglich macht, da so einen Burnout zu bekommen. What did she do? About it or against it, or I mean, you stopped doing music, or did you stop, or what was the cure against that? I mean, if you're burned out, you need to renew yourself.
Well, I moved to Melbourne in Australia. I moved cities. I just did some other things for a while after I got home. I mean, musical things, like I started playing drums. I started trying to be a musician again, but from a different perspective, not being the front person, like trying to remember why I loved doing it in the first place. Because I think that can be really easy to forget when you're touring one album for that long.
Yeah.
Because you're just playing the same thing every night. You start to feel a bit like some sort of sad robot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And just making sure that I was talking to people. I think that's the other thing. You can get so caught up in your own head, and you can, I think a lot of people back home think you're just having this like amazing time and you're just like living the dream and you've got no time for everyone back home. And actually it's very different. A lot of the time you're spending a lot of time by yourself. You're very isolated,
mm-hmm.
and you wish people from home would call you or say something to you, but they're assuming that you're busy. And then I think that miscommunication means that you end up not talking to people
uh-huh.
for a long time about how you feel. So I've just gotten better at just, yeah, keeping in contact with people back home and talking to people around me.
And important to talk about it as well, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
About the situation. Mm-hmm. Ich habe gerade gefragt, wie sie sich da wieder rausgeholt hat. Sie ist nach Melbourne gezogen, nachdem sie eben so lange mit dem ersten Album auf Tour war und so weiter. Und sie hat gerade mal klargemacht, wie krass das eigentlich ist, wenn man auf Tour ist als Musiker. Du machst ja jeden Abend wirklich dasselbe. Und sie ist mit dem ersten Album so viel getourt. Und sie hat sich so ein bisschen isoliert gefühlt, wie viele Musiker das auch tun. Weil zu Hause die Freunde und Familie, die denken natürlich, es ist saugeil, was derjenige da gerade macht, und man sitzt aber da und ist dann natürlich irgendwie ein bisschen isoliert, weil alle denken, du bist total busy, dabei bist du es gar nicht, und du sitzt da irgendwo alleine rum und so. Deswegen hat sie da auch so ein bisschen dran gearbeitet, mehr zu kommunizieren und da nicht mehr so sehr alleine zu sein. So, but it's the past, right? So you're fresh and renewed and looking forward to what's happening to the new album?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, yeah, I think so. I feel more grown up this time around.
Mm-hmm.
And I connect with this album in a way I didn't connect with my first album. And I think that's just from confidence in myself as a musician and as a writer. And so it feels, I think the first album I was a bit like, are you guys sure this is good? Like, I don't know. I'm not really convinced. Whereas this time I'm like, no, I think I'm really proud of what I've made and I feel proud to perform it every night.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do that. So I'm not doubting myself as much this time.
Very important.
Yeah.
Very important. Yeah. Also sie fühlt sich auf jeden Fall mit dem neuen Album Crushing wohler, und sie hat da auf jeden Fall auch eine größere Connection dazu, zu dem neuen Album. Und wir werden jetzt auch einen Song hören. We're going to listen live. Before you play live tonight, you brought a song. Und zwar den Song Crushing von ihrer aktuellen, for Comfort von ihrer aktuellen Platte Crushing. Hier ist Julia Jacqueline live.
You'll be okay, you'll be alright, you'll get well soon, sleep through the night, you'll go outside, enjoy the sun. Soon you'll feel fine to see everyone. He's gonna thrive, he'll be just fine. Hurt for a while, cured with time. Don't know that's what you get. You can't be the one to hold him when you were the one who left. He's got good friends, they'll pull him in, take him out dancing, help to begin again. Don't know how that's what you get. You can't be the one to hold him when you were the one who left. Are you thinking of me too? I was so happy all those years with you. That's what I get. I can't be the one to hold you when I was the one who left.
Julia Declan live auf Lux FM mit Comfort. Thanks for the goosebumps. Thank you. Okay. So it doesn't sound like that you're sick, so I'm pretty amazed by this.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm really amazed by this. So tonight, and that's a good thing, that your show at Privatclub is sold out for like pretty long.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
It's nice. Isn't it a better feeling to come to a foreign city and knowing that it's going to be crowded?
Yeah, absolutely. I think early days, that's always the biggest fear, is that you're kind of just stressed every day about, okay, so I'm going to some town in Germany or somewhere you've never been before and just like hoping that someone comes.
That it's more than three.
Yeah, but it's not like an awkward amount of people where you're just like, should I bother doing this? Like, so yeah, no, it's pretty special.
Ja, heute Abend ist ausverkauft. Sie sagt gerade, es ist natürlich toll, wenn man weiß im Vornherein, dass es irgendwie voll wird, weil in den Anfangstagen, wenn man als Musiker auf Tour geht und dann nicht genau weiß, ob da jetzt drei Leute kommen oder 300, ist es natürlich immer ein bisschen schwierig. Heute Abend ist ausverkauft im Privatclub. Gleich gibt's auch noch Tickets dafür. So what we gonna expect? You're touring with a band?
Yeah, I have my band, which is, yeah, four people, so it's a 5-piece band. I have a new addition, which is a wonderful person called Georgia Mulligan, who's playing keys and singing backing vocals, and yeah, it's really nice. We've all been friends for years and years, so it's like a nice family unit.
Nice. That would be the next question. How do you pick the musicians? But those are friends who you take it on the road.
They're just friends that we all kind of came up in the Sydney music scene together and all played in each other's bands and done lots of stuff together. Yeah. So
nice.
Yeah.
Best case.
Exactly.
Sie tourt mit 4 Musikern und das sind alles Freunde. Also es ist jetzt nicht so, dass sie da irgendwelche Mietmusiker hat, sondern sie hat da auf jeden Fall Leute um sich, mit denen sie auch gerne unterwegs ist natürlich. Und das wird heute Abend eine schöne, runde Sache. So how does the usual audience look like on your concerts? Is it older? Is it younger? Is it all mixed together?
It depends. It depends where you go. Like, sometimes I seem to attract, like, older men.
Really?
Especially in Germany for some reason. I feel like there's a lot of, like, record heads in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people have just been, you know, they've kept in contact with what's going on for their whole lives.
Yes.
Which is cool. But I've actually found that my audience has become a bit younger with this new record, which is interesting because I thought as I got older, so would my audience. But Yeah, it's really nice. Like, my favorite thing to see is young women singing along to these songs. Yeah. That makes me feel like I'm doing something with purpose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. Gerade mal gefragt, wie so das Publikum aussieht bei ihren Shows. Das kommt natürlich ein bisschen drauf an, wo es ist. Sie sagt, in Deutschland ist es tatsächlich so, dass es ältere Männer sind, die auch gerne auf ihre Konzerte kommen. So Leute, die halt immer sich für Musik interessieren. So Recordheads, wie sie es gerade genannt hat. Aber es ist natürlich auch toll, jüngere Frauen, wenn sie sieht, dass jüngere Frauen im Publikum sind, weil dann macht das natürlich auch sehr, sehr viel mit ihr. So, it's sold out, but you brought some guest list spots.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Let's put them out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, also pass auf, wenn ihr heute Abend dabei sein möchtet und euch diese fantastische junge Lady angucken möchtet, dann bitte jetzt einfach anrufen 030 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zu uns ins Studio und mit ein bisschen Glück steht ihr heute Abend im Privatclub auf der Gästeliste bei Julia Jacqueline. I say thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And I wish you a nice evening
in
our wonderful city.
Mm.
And come back soon.
I will. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Julia Jacqueline, we're going to listen to your song, Pressure to Party, which is a super awesome song.
Thank you.